just reading this.
What have you got there, Martin? What is that?
This is a Christmas present that I had from, I think it was my uncle, in 2006. And it's a book, The Official History of the Eurovision Song Contest, The Ultimate Guide to the World's Greatest International Television Event. And when you flick through it, what you get is information about every single contest from when it started to 2006. But the best bit, I think, is the bit at the back. If you turn to page 200, a page full of Eurostats. Ooh. I thought that as the podcast goes on today, I could tell you some of these Eurostats. For example, do you know what special thing happened at the Eurovision Song Contest in 1969?
I don't know, Martin, no.
Well, I can tell you that there was a shared victory, and I'm pretty sure this is the only time this has happened. It was a shared victory between France, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and Spain. They all won in 1969. And I did read a little bit about why. Don't fully understand it, to be honest. But it was something to do with there was so much like political voting going on and it all got really confused and the audience was just completely stunned, couldn't believe it. And so in the end, because it was just going so badly, they just said, you know what? Just all four of you just win and let's just... We'll readdress the situation in 1970. We'll sort it out later.
We're all tired. We all want to go home. You've all won. Can we just get on with it?
And that was basically
That's
it.
That's crazy.
It really is. It really is crazy. So more pointless facts from the Eurostat book coming up as Nullpoint continues.
Thank you very much, Martin, for that excellent stat. As you said, we'll have more of those in, I guess, our kind of Christmassy edition of Nullpoint, our Eurovision fan podcast.
I suppose it is.
Yeah.
I suppose it is.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm Laura, or Cress, as Martin does like to call me, I've noticed in the episodes, which may confuse you if you don't know me, which you probably don't. My surname is Cress, so if you hear him say that... That's the reason why. Just thought I'd explain that.
It probably is worth explaining, isn't it? Yeah, I didn't quite,
didn't quite
realise that. Well, anyway, yes. Welcome aboard the good ship Nullpoint. And there's a few things to be telling you about. Not a huge amount, it has to be said. The news is fairly thin on the ground, but there is a little bit. And the first thing I suppose we should talk about is our failed attempt at getting tickets to the competition this year.
Thanks, Martin. Thanks for rubbing salt in the old Eurovision wound there.
You did your best.
Well,
we
I did
entrusted
what I could.
You, a little group, with the task of doing it, and you did your very best.
Thank you, Martin. I really appreciate that. And I genuinely did, because the thing is, normally, I'm always the one for some... I don't know why. I'm always the one that gets the tickets for our group for Eurovision. I don't trust any of the rest of you to do it. So I was there literally half an hour before they were due to go on sale as well. I'd gone onto the website and I had like two separate tabs up for the two semi-finals. I had it on my phone as well. And it was saying, oh, half an hour until like the tickets go on sale. So I was like, right, fine. There's like a little countdown. It got to the time and then it just went, oh, you've automatically been put into a queue. You know, it's first come, first serve in this queue. So, and I was like, okay, fine. I mean, I've been here for half an hour, so I must surely be and for semi-finals as well, not for the final. We weren't trying to get that because we're not going to the final, no. Partly because I'm running a half marathon on the Sunday. So that would be... not a good idea.
No.
not a very good idea. But yeah, so I was like, okay, great. Put in this queue, wait some more. And then it just went, they've all gone. And it was like, oh, okay. I didn't even get to the screen to be like, I want, you know, four tickets, five tickets, whatever. It was just like, no, they've gone now. It's like, oh, right, okay. All right then. Couldn't do anything. Didn't get to... I know several people who the same as well. I was looking on Twitter. People were saying didn't even get through. So I don't know what's gone on there because that's... I've never had that with... especially for semi-finals at the Eurovision. I've never had it where I can't even... Normally I'm like messaging you guys like, oh, I've got these. Are they okay? And that kind of stuff. No,
absolutely nothing. That is really strange, isn't it? And I don't know. Maybe we get some. Certainly, Eurovision haven't said anything official about it, have they?
No.
So, maybe there was just a huge number of people all wanting to get tickets at the same time, and that's just
could
the way
well
of
be.
It. But I never thought that it was particularly. I mean, it is obviously well attended by Eurovision fans, and it's always busy, and it's always pretty much sold out, but it doesn't feel like it's this, like it's not like Glastonbury tickets, you know, where they go in like half a second.
But that's what it felt like, because I also tried to get Glastonbury tickets this year, and it felt like the same kind of thing. I was like, what is going on here? This is, am I on the right page here? This is Eurovision, right? So as you say, maybe it's just, I mean, I have always found it, if I try and book tickets when it's the first wave, it is always harder. And I think once or twice before we have been like, oh, we'll wait to the second one and we might be able to get better seats. So it may just be that everyone piled on to try and get tickets in the first wave and that kind of conked out the website or something. And
yeah.
So maybe in the second one it'll be easier.
Or maybe it was that the first wave, they don't give very many tickets away at all.
Could be.
So they all do go really quickly.
Yeah.
Maybe they've only got like a couple of thousand that they're giving away.
Sure. Next time I'll be there like hours before just because clearly half an hour isn't enough. Who knew?
Well, you do have more options because there are two further waves, and Eurovision have announced today that the second wave of tickets go on sale on the 30th of January. So
right.
That'll be the dates.
Okay.
30th of January,
anything,
if you want
then.
To get your tickets in the second wave. They haven't said when the third wave is going to be, but you do have two more chances. If you did want tickets and you were trying to get them in the first wave and you didn't manage it, then you do have other options. Or you can do what we did last year in Tel Aviv, where we didn't bother getting any tickets at all.
Yes, and I think we'll have a much easier ride with that this
yeah.
time.
But
if we
actually,
do that.
And it sounds like, oh, well, what's the point of going if you didn't have tickets? But actually, I still really enjoyed it. And I still felt like I had some sort of a Eurovision experience. Okay, it would have been nice to have been at the actual arena. But I feel like we still had a good experience.
I think so. I mean, obviously, I didn't in Tel Aviv, but that's because I was violently ill.
Well, yes.
Yes, I would have, I think, because as you said, they still have these things like the Eurovision Village. Whatever city is hosting, whichever city's hosting the Eurovision really gets in. I think this is what people don't realise if they don't go. They just think, oh, but it's just the televised thing and that's it, isn't it? No, that the host city actually gets really into it and there's events connected to Eurovision throughout the whole week. So that there's lots going on apart from just the obviously that's a big part of it, but there's a lot more to, you know, do and see as well as that. So yeah, I'm hoping I will be successful in the second wave, Martin, but we'll see.
Right, here's some more Euro stats for you now. And
great, excellent.
This was the longest recorded, and bear in mind that this is only up to 2006, so it could have changed since then. But
should I guess? Or?
Yeah, you can guess. The longest contest. So pre-2006, which contest lasted the longest amount of time?
Oh, okay. Can I guess the time? I have no idea which one lasted.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you which one it was, and you can guess the time. So it was in Kiev in 2005.
Oh, okay. Trying to think now how long it normally, because it is normally fairly lengthy time, isn't it? So this is like televised length, you said.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll go 6.5 hours.
6.5 hours? No, that's way too long. No.
Well, he said it was long.
Yeah, it's long. It's not like half
Five.
A day. No.
5 hours.
No. 3 hours, 26 minutes. 6 hours.
You said it was the longest ever, so I was like, okay, it's got to be really long, so 6 hours.
No, it probably felt like 6 hours, but it was 3 hours, 26 minutes. The shortest contest, and I think we can safely say that there's not been one shorter than this since 2006. This was in Frankfurt in 1957. How long do you think the shortest ever Eurovision Song Contest was?
40 minutes.
No. 1 hour and 9 minutes.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Should we do longest and shortest performances? Because now there's a time limit on it, right? You can only do up to 3 minutes. That didn't used to be the case.
Yeah.
So the longest song was from Italy In 1957, how long was it, Chris?
5 minutes, 10 seconds.
Wow!
Is that right?
Five minutes, 9 seconds.
Is that actually right?
Yeah.
I generally didn't know that. No. I guessed.
Well, I was going to ask you the shortest, but let's not ruin it. Let's not jinx it.
Let's not jinx it.
That was very, very impressive.
Considering I was way out for the first answer.
No. Wow. Very good. All right, let's talk about something else. And there are a few little bits of news to bring you. Not very much, as I was saying, but there is a few bits. So the person who is going to be representing Austria has been announced.
It's Bueno, baby. That's how I'd like, if he entered the room, that's how I'd like, it's Vincent Bueno for Austria, but that's how I'd like it if he entered the room. Hey, baby, it's Bueno.
It's Bueno, baby.
Hey, baby, Bueno's here. We're just making all this up. I don't think that's how Vincent Bueno talks, sounds.
Well, no. I think he's quite, I think he's quite a thoughtful man from what I can
reflective.
Tell. And the reason is I'm reading some quotes here from him about what he's like. And let's just hear what he says about himself. So this is what Mr. Bueno has to say. I love to laugh. I'm a motivated guy. Troubleshooting is my personal motto.
What, like in sort of like Windows 10, like when you're like, oh, the internet's not working, let's troubleshoot.
Yeah, but that's his motto.
That's his motto, troubleshooting. Bueno.
You know what they say, Vincent Bueno, troubleshooting.
We need help with this computer. Get Bueno. Get Bueno on the case.
Oh, dear. I love my family above all. I have a deep faith and both give me strength in my life. I love music, useful. I love people. I'm very sensitive, which can sometimes be a disadvantage. Open-hearted is how Vincent describes himself.
Gosh. And we have his song as well. We know what it's called, the song he's going to perform in Rotterdam. It's called Alive.
Alive. Which, for a man with open hearts, that was very lucky.
Yeah, open. Good on you, Bueno. Apparently, the song Alive will be all about... Oh, you can find out more about it in personal hashtags, such as hashtag Vincent Bueno.
Bueno!
Vincent apparently explained, he said, each and every one of us has the DNA of a hero or heroine, because one of the things will be hashtag hidden heroes. All right. Okay, Vincent, thanks for that. I still don't, that doesn't tell me anything about the song, I'll be honest.
No.
But good to know.
No, but there we go. As Vincent Bueno, I've seen the picture they've used for him in the press and publicity. He doesn't smile in any of them.
No.
He's just, he looks very bored. He looks bored and he really likes hair gel. Is another thing I can tell you about him.
He likes hair gel. He's a bit bored. He needs, do you think if he had a child, would it be a Kinder Bueno?
Oh, no. Right. Bring that to an end immediately. And let's move swiftly on with another fact before I tell you the one little other bit of news that there's been going around.
Lovely.
Okay. Would you like a fact about a... there's facts here about conductors. That's a bit rubbish. There's facts here about... Okay, which country do you think, up to 2006, has had the most entries in the final of the Eurovision Song Contest?
Ooh, okay. It's difficult when it's up to 2006.
Yes, unfortunately, the facts are in no way up to date.
That's helpful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ireland?
No, Ireland's really far down the list, actually. Ireland has only had 40 entries in the final up to 2006.
Up to 2006. Sweden?
Sweden is in fourth place, 49 entries in the final.
Okay, so that's fourth, 49. Go on, tell me the top three then. Okay. What have we got?
Top three in joint third. Yeah. Oh, in joint second place with 52 is the United Kingdom and France.
Oh, of course. Okay, so I wasn't thinking of like the big
five. And then the most entries in the final, Germany, with 53 appearances between the 1956 and I think 2006 or 2009 or something. Anyway, there you go. Most entries in the final. Who has won the most times?
Up to 2006.
Yes.
Who has won? Okay. I'll say Ireland again.
Correct, Amanda.
Yes.
Ireland has won seven times up to 2006.
Yeah.
And then it goes Luxembourg, France and the United Kingdom in joint second place. Then Sweden, the Netherlands, Israel, Norway, Switzerland, Italy, blah, 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 blah. There's some more facts.
Lovely. Thank you for that. I didn't fare too badly in that.
One final little bit of news, and it concerns the postcards. Now, maybe we should just explain what these postcards are, because they're not physical postcards.
No, they aren't actual postcards you can send and ignore at your will.
What are they then?
That's not what I do with postcards. So they are basically, why do they call them postcards? I don't actually know, but they're like, it's like a concept, isn't it? It's the little things you see when you're watching either the semi-finals or the final. It's those little bits before the country performs, which is them, the artists of that country, out and about in the host city doing some, normally it's like some odd little thing, like they're water skiing or they're trekking up a mountain and they're sort of going, hi, and they're like performing a little song halfway up a mountain or
something.
And
they do it all in silence and then the commentator will talk over it. But of course, the reason that it exists is to give them time to change over the stage so there's nothing on the screen, so they can change over the stage, get the next performer on, and then there they go and they're ready to perform. But we see, as television viewers, we just see the postcards, and I think they've latched on to the fact that they're quite a good way to market your country to potential tourists.
Exactly, that's what they do. Yeah.
Which I don't think it used to be. I think it used to be, and maybe this is why they're called postcards, I think it used to be the country that they were from would sort of send a postcard. So, hello from Luxembourg, and here we are in Luxembourg. I think that's what it was. And then they realised that actually they could just do it all about their own country, in this case the Netherlands, and do a great big old advert for Visit the Netherlands, which is what they've done. Anyway, this year they have revealed that the concept behind the postcards for 2020 will be that Dutch people can apply to feature in these postcards. So they're looking for people who represent various Dutch traditions, various hobbies, and then it says Dutch activities, whatever these Dutch activities might involve.
Yes, we're all interested in these Dutch activities, aren't we? I'll be intrigued to see which particular Dutch activities they pick up on, Martin.
Yes, I wonder as well. You walk through the streets of Amsterdam and a few Dutch activities spring to mind. I don't know how many of them we'll see in the postcards.
Just partaking in a little Dutch activity.
Isn't that illegal? No, it's a Dutch activity.
Oh, say no more. Obviously, there's more to the Netherlands than that. But yes.
Well, as we will find out from the many Dutch activities that will be on display in these postcards and traditions and hobbies and all that sort of thing. It's quite a nice idea. It's a fairly well-trodden path, I think, now, the postcards. I kind of want something a little bit more from them now. I want somebody to come up with a new idea. But I suppose it is filler, isn't it? It's background filler, so your commentator in your own language can tell you a little bit about the app that's coming up. So it kind of doesn't matter what happens in the postcards, really.
It's so Graham Norton could go, now listen to this next one. She's awful. And then, I don't know why he sounded like that, but so he could do a bit of
a weird voice in your version.
Graham, what's happened to you? Yeah, so he could sort of be like, oh, this next person's going to be terrible. And that's basically what we use it for. I think other countries maybe play it a bit straighter and just like say who the name of the artist is. But yeah, in any sense, yeah, I agree. It's a nice idea. It would be nice if it's shaken up a bit, but hey ho. If it ain't broke, exactly. Don't fix it.
Right, that'll do us, I reckon, for Null Point. I keep forgetting to do this at the end of the podcast. If you would like to get in touch with us, we would love to hear from you. We have an email address. It is nullpointpodcast@gmail.com, and it's nullpointspodcast@gmail.com. And we're on Twitter as well, Laura.
We are. Yes, that's right, Martin. We are on Twitter. Please follow us. We'll follow you. It's at Nullpoint. So at NULPOINTS.
That isn't what it is.
No. Oh, yes. It's at Point null. It's at, because I don't know why, because I did try and make it at null point, but someone else has already got it, I think. So it's at point null, POINTSNUL. We'll figure it out. You're bright people. Just put in null point into Twitter search and you'll find us. There's not many other things called that.
No.
We're the one with very few followers.
Well, there we go. And on that happy note, thank you for listening, and we'll see you again. Have a very, very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all.